We're so happy to welcome you with us here this morning, this wonderful morning in the living room. God bless you. Lord Jesus, we thank you for all that you did for us on the cross. And Father, we thank you for how you sent your Son. You sent him so willingly. You hurt inside when you saw how we hurt him by our sins and by all the terrible things that we've done down here. But thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, for what you did. And then you and Jesus sent us the Holy Ghost. Thank you. We just can't thank you enough. We thank you for anointing Brother Freedom today. We thank you, Lord, that you're already touching him by the power of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Thank you for anointing the scripture that's going to be read and the prayers that will be prayed. We give you praise. And Lord, we thank you for all the listeners who are joining us today. Bless them today. Bring deliverance, salvation, healing. Whatever they need, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're going to start today in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And then in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." Then Romans, the 6th chapter, starting in verse 11, says, "Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lusts thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God, as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God." Then Romans chapter 8, starting in verse 26, says, "Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Then Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, verses 23 and 24 say, "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. O Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing." Then verse 13 says, "When he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain, and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasures." And then verses 20 and 21, "My tabernacle is spoiled, and all my cords are broken. My children are gone forth of me, and they are not. There is none to stretch forth my tent any more, and to set my curtains. For the pastors are become brutish, and have not sought the Lord. Therefore they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered." Then Romans 9, starting in verse 31, says, "But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore, because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law, for they stumbled at that stumbling stone, as it is written, Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone, and rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Lord, thank you so much for this wonderful day. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Draw us to you today. We need your touch. We need your anointing, Lord God. Brother Freedom needs your anointing. Lord, we call on you to show up today as you have every time, Lord, that we've come here. You're so faithful. And we put our trust in you. We put our faith in you. And we pray for the listeners, Lord, that they would put their faith and their trust in you too and receive what you have for them today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we do thank you for this day that you've given to us to praise your name. We thank you for the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, and the joy that you give so freely. We thank you that you give us the desires of our heart, and our greatest desire today, Lord, is to draw closer to you and to make you smile and to make you happy. Thank you for directing us and guiding us today in your perfect will. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we feel it all this morning. I feel your closeness so close this morning. And I know you want to touch our hearts in such a way that listeners, if they're in South Africa, they feel the same presence. If they're in Georgia, they feel the same presence. If they're in Israel, they feel this presence. If this word would go forth with a mighty power, with a mighty surge from heaven, Lord God, that you would send it forth with healing from heaven, a power of conviction, a power by your Spirit that we can't even describe, that only you can do, would do that work, and the will of you this day be accomplished. And Father, we just pray that we not be a stumbling block. That last scripture that Michael read, not a stumbling block. And many times it talks about the pastors being brutal, brutish, and they cause any to stumble. Your word says it'd be better than a millstone, be a bar neck, and we can be cast in deep sea. Lord, what a terrible thing can happen to us, being servants of you, and yet the latter part of it, we fail you to that depth that we cause this to happen. Lord, we pray that you touch us all. As Apostle Paul says, even after I preached, I become a castaway. It all has to be directed by the Spirit of God. We realize that, and we know that no man, no body can speak, only you're to speak. You speak through your servants. And Lord, I pray that you'll speak through me this day. Thy will be done. Touch those that hear in a very special way. If they have needs, I pray that you'll meet those needs. If they need to know Jesus as their personal Savior, I pray they'll accept Him as Savior this day and receive that strength from heaven. Oh, and be in your child forevermore. I pray that you'd work a mighty work in the hearts of your ones this night, day, in Jesus' name. I feel a really awe this morning because God is God. And He's been sharing with me really close. It's hitting me. He wishes to possess us. We've heard about people that's devil-possessed. And what they've done, they walk wickedly for so long that they actually get consumed by evil spirits. Well, God wants the other way around because He made us. And I'll tell you, we thrive on Him. We don't thrive on evil spirits. We get sick, those things. They retard, they do things to our mind. They bring corruption. They bring destruction to this body, this spirit man. But the Holy Ghost is a means that God give us that while we live here upon earth, He will be by your side. You don't have to fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thy envious of workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down. God will be good. If He is for us, as that scripture said, if He be for us, who can be against us? He said, nay, and all these things were more than conquerors through Him was loaded. He that spared not His own Son, but delivered us up with Him, shall not freely give us all things. We tried to carry the ship in our own weight. And that big old ship is too big to handle. But God wants to take that load, lay all your weights upon Him. For He cares for us. It's written right out in the scripture. We want to be the prize. We're being a prize. We're being the prize, not carrying the word of God. This word of God is more than this little bit here. It's more than these pages. It gets inside of you. The living word. That's why He told me to get it inside of you. It consumes you. And when the Spirit of God gets in you, it's a place can bring forth life. That you can someday be a blessing. The church world irritates them because they're not running by my true spirit. They're running by a spirit, but by the true spirit. The spirit won't get you, but the true spirit of God will save you. It'll keep you. It'll impact you with glorious riches. Oh, adore it with the glory of God. Just saturate you with His presence. His mighty feeling, the love of God is so supernatural, wonderful, divine. Pastors don't even know what I'm talking about, but it's real. They laugh at this, but they're living an hour when they're not going to be laughing. I'm saying this with very loving. We got to serve the Lord with gladness. Talks about there in Jeremiah, we're back in the Old Testament. Because they not served me in gladness, I turned them out to serve the enemy. God wants to be, make a joyful noise, Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. It's a singing out of your heart. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. A merry heart doeth good because it can't get sick. Because God's there. You work in divine health and through Him. Now He's taken me as a guinea pig. I mean, my body is totally gone. But God still makes me get along. It's all Him because I'd fall apart any time. I'm just like way the shepherds used to do the sheep. When the sheep get where they wouldn't hide, the shepherd would break his leg. And the shepherd would carry that sheep over, and that sheep would never, he'd always follow that shepherd. The shepherds, the old shepherds, they'd do that. They get a sheep, couldn't keep it in, break its leg. God breaks her leg, puts us on her back. He carries us. And then we get down, but again, we say, Lord, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to follow you. I'm not going to. You know, see, I've talked to people that know how to teach dogs. And he was a friend of mine, and he had this dog. And he had Indian background, so he knew how to do it. That dog was very, so what he did, he bring his soft, he knew just how long to keep that dog from going into eternity and then let him come revive him. That dog, always that was his personal dog. That dog loved him. See, that's what we do when we come to Jesus. God smothers us down, this old man. He just brings us down to death itself. We're going to have, through this experience, the ugliness starts leaving us. Then the enduring parts of darkness flee on, and we're at the death's door, and God magically starts, touches us in mighty hand. And we arise a new being in Him. We're more than conquerors because He loves us. But what we went through with that day, we went down to the place of death. When I was drowning, I was appointed. That's what we do in salvation. We come down here, oh man, but you got to teach this. Nobody teaches it. It's just a sign of the book. It's a sham. It's a disgrace to God because God paid the sum that this would not be. Jesus' life was on that cross for all mankind. But mankind has distorted it to such a way that you don't have to do nothing. You go to church once or twice a week, you're okay. You don't have to worry. I've seen churches, everybody asleep. Physically asleep. Maybe you haven't, but I've seen it. I seen this one woman, she'd snore. She had a wreck. This town we're living on a certain bridge got killed. I think we need to be alive in God. Alive. I'm number one candidate. I have to work at that. Because it's not easy to be alive in God because you've got so many distractions. This world is full of distractions, but through somehow you've got to have a grace of God within you all the time. And some will let you, He dips you down. Once you get that last breath, I come up and say, Lord, I want a new breath. When you come down again, oh, I've forgotten the way. No, I want a new breath. Because life is so short. Our prize is too big. It's too valuable. It's for eternity to be in the presence of when you can't imagine what God has. It says you can't even think what He has for you. But yet, backwards of the act, the reverse is what's going to happen to a person who's lived this earth, say, 80, even 100 years. And what they did was no fun. It ain't no fun getting out here and getting drunk. It ain't no fun out here chasing around, getting troubled. You get BD, you get all these serious things. That's why there's wars. Because stupid people out here fighting, selfish, selfish, selfish. We want this, we want this. You don't need this, we need something else. Once we get down, we take God in that time when God gets us down there. We don't need nothing else but Him. He is my leader. I'm just here a short time deal anyway. I'm just for now. But then, forever, I feel His presence so deep, so powerful, so wonderful this day that I can speak the will of God freely because I am His representative. God represents me to speak the world to this world this day. They will not hear it, but I'll guarantee you, I'm hearing from my Savior. I'm hearing from my God. I spent time with Him. It's time for me to rise. Victorious Lord Jesus Christ, you imps from hell, depart from me. I love you. I love the Lord. I love those people. They're bound, but they got to be set free. Or you got to visit, a long visit forever. And you're going to remember this day that Brother Freedom preached, and God's going to show it to you. A big neon. He said, yes, he preached. I brought him out of a hospital bed. He was not even still alive. He's worked at it. And that message is because you've all had strokes, spiritual strokes. You've all been sick, and you need to be healed. A new visitation. Going down to where you're saved when you get back up. But you haven't taken advantage of what I've given you. With that cause, you're going to go to another way. The door's open this day. Brother Freedom said, come, come. The Lord said, come, come, come. Oh, ye wicked, you bound, you possessed. God wants to heal you, set you free. Totally amend your ways that you might, the old man, be no longer in command. That God only is in command. Many of you can apply to this, but you got to remember, God's very long-suffering. He'll help you to amend your ways. Amend your ways. God wants us to amend our ways, to forsake the old man, and pursue the new man. There's a lot of times when you're going to fail, but you get right back. It's like I learned to roller skate in Washington, D.C., the biggest skating rink there was at that day. And I fell down, and one time I fell down, this big lady hit me and went all over me, and I still down, but that didn't stop me from skating. I was black and blue, and everybody said, oh, you can't go back. I said, I'm going to go back. I'm going to have fun anyway. And I went back and got to be a good skater that day. That's why life is. I could not let it stop me. This stroke can't stop me. You, wherever you are, you say, I got to give up. That's for sissies. Be a man. If you women, you start, be strong backbone too. You can have a part in serving God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your intent. All my personal time is His time. All my time is up to His time that He gives us. He'll give you time to fix your lunch. He'll give you time to go to work. He'll give you time. But when there's some time, He wants to have communion with you. I like about 24 hours a day, but you can't do 24, but you can do 8 and 8 and 2 and 2 and 3 and 3, piece by piece, until God's very satisfied. He said that we might serve Him with pleasing, with all pleasing. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence singing, know that He is God. He's the one that made us, not we ourselves. We are the sheep of His pasture. We're just the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Enter His courts with praise. God wants to give the inheritance that fades not away, reserved in heaven. The child of God. God sees us as we've made of dust. Psalm 103, I think it is. God remembers that we're made of dust. And if you'll cry out, God's very merciful. The problem is, we're so prideful that we think that I don't need it. Revelation is what it says. I have need of nothing in my dream. I tried to help people in my dream. No, we don't need you. We got all we need. And by the time the Lord was sitting, they was doing like I seen in Haiti. In Haiti, I see the little kids out there with urine going down the street, and they drink it. I've seen this in my dream. The same. This is not boring, but it's life. It's where we're at. It's critical. Living in a dream. When God's got a mansion. What we're living here. I seen this picture the other day about this bathroom. It's got all the plush thing, and millionaires can have it. But I tell you what, you're a child of God. You can have it right now, and you don't need it. There's no substitute for God. His time is very valuable for you with Him. It says, seek ye first His kingdom. Jesus said that, and all these things shall be what? Added. Added in the plus. Not subtracted, but pluses. The enemy comes in like a thief in the night. You just say, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, I resist you. He's going to flee from you. But you and yourself, when you say this, He says, I'll let you have your way now, but I've got you. The churches that said, I got you. He said, no, you haven't. I'm just going your way. But that day, I got you. Remember that out there, folks. Don't count what's going on right now. And that, if you think you're plus now, but that day you may be a minus. And there's only one true factor that has to be maintained. God. G-O-D, God. In America, when we quit saying, in God we trust, we're going down in the tube. And I seen a dream, I had a dream the other night, and I'm not going to bring it forth. Too scary. But America is going to go down in the tube. I've seen it. When it happens, the Word of God says, 2/3 of the earth is going to be destroyed before that day. Peter saw it. It's going to happen. But we have an escape. We've got inheritance that fades not away. I'm going to heaven. And my God's going to take me through it. And maybe I get in that, whatever it was, but He's going to take me out of it. Oh, I feel His presence all over me this day. Come to the machine, come. He is here. I'm the Shema, kind of a sinner. For I, the Lord thy God, have chosen thee, my ones. Yet, you continue to harden your heart against me. I love you. I pay in full that you can receive all things. But you go in other ways. You say, your pastor, your friends, that you don't need nothing. But I, the Lord, say you're very needy. You're without. You're very limited. Your brilliant breaths are even ordained by me. I say I can stop your breath at any time. So don't think you're too haughty. You're too up above everything. Because I can bring you down very quickly. I can take what thou ownest. I can take what very certainly you're not going to have money. Your streets are going to be in torn like they're getting. They're going to be worse and worse and worse. As days go forth and days shorten, you're going to see more troubles and anguish every place you live. And your safety is in my power. And I'm here this day to complete you this day. Call upon me and I'll save you. Reject me and you're going to miss me, says the Spirit of God. Father, thank you for what you've done. Thank you, you've spoken. Thank you, mighty word. Bless this day, Father. I pray for the people throughout the world this day. I pray for those this day, if you are not in the safety of God, I pray for you. I pray, I don't want you to be missing that day. I want you to be alive. I want you to be for eternity, a long time. But just to miss that terrible day, just miss what's going to happen here upon earth, it's going to be a great relief too, because there's going to be destruction very shortly. And we've got the process of leaders that's ungodly. We got the imps of hell in control. And when this takes forth, mighty things are going to take place, and we don't have the refuge from God's Spirit this day. And I pray that you bless those this day that they make their covenant with you this day. There's not many, but there's few that some want to walk by your Spirit. They deny the Spirit of God. And Father, we just welcome you this day. We praise you. We thank you for the supernatural blessing this day. We know this day is real, and I'm thankful for every word that was spoken. I thank you that I will be done. And Lord, I thank you that I can be part of it. And I thank you, Father. God bless you all. I love you all. God bless you, and I love you, Father, so much. And Jesus, I love you. Holy Ghost, I love you. I love you. Come on, love you, love you, love you. Amen. 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 Father, we just thank you for this day. We pray that you go with us in our various places. Father, that you every day of our life, and from now on to the day that you come, that we'll be ready. We'll be looking for that day. And I pray that this word might go forth throughout the world today. I pray that people receive. Their hearts will be made right. Lord, this day, touch your people. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Periodically, God pours these watershed messages through Brother Freedom, and you need to hear all these messages. This one is one that's spectacular. Thank you, Father. Amen.